The rest of the story. Well, you've heard a lot of fact and a lot of fiction about Jesse James. Always about Jesse. The books hardly ever mentioned his brother Frank at all. After that night when Jesse James was hanging a picture on the wall of his house and got himself nailed from behind, after all of the rest of the outlaws got killed or caught, there was nobody left but brother Frank and $2 million. Buried. The location indelibly marked only in Frank's memory. So Frank made a shrewd move. He decided to give himself up. After all, with the rest of the gang gone, he could say they were the trigger men, that he was merely an accessory, and he'd get off light. Frank did not go near where they had hidden the gold. Fearful of being followed, he stayed away from that spot. He had to remember the hill and the exact boulders. He had to remember each tree and the trail and the creek from which they had measured when they dug the hole, but nothing on paper where anybody else might find it. Everything in his own memory. Then, with a light sentence, he'd be out in plenty of time to retrieve the stolen gold and young enough to enjoy it. They made quite a thing of Frank James's brave confession. He was a repentant and righteous man, they were sure. Behind the tintypes, nobody could read the secret in those ice-blue eyes, that Frank, far from coming clean, was living a dirtier-than-ever lie. Docile as a lamb, when he was brought to trial, he got off completely. I mean, he went scot-free, free to go fetch his $2 million and live in luxurious idleness for the rest of his life. But Frank was still careful. Aware that the eyes of the law might follow him for a time, he waited. He bought a small farm in the Wichita Mountains and, to all outward appearances, settled down to become a farmer. Frank waited 10 weeks, and that was as long as he could stand it. And then he set off one afternoon alone, riding down the old cattle trail toward Dodge City. Just halfway between the James Farm and Cache Creek, the gold was buried. Within minutes, Frank James would be a multimillionaire. But gradually, Frank became puzzled. This was the right section of the old trail. There was no doubt of that, and yet it wasn't the same. What he remembered and what he was seeing were two different things. What in the world had happened? And suddenly he was prodding his horse to go faster, around the next bend. No, back again. For hours, this went on. Frank would ride his horse till the horse fell, then stagger up to the nearest farmer's corral and grab a fresh mount and ride off again bareback. Off down the trail, up and down, some said he wore out 12 horses before he dropped babbling by the roadside. By the roadside. For you see, it was a road by now. When Frank James rounded the bend in the trail, the landmarks he remembered had all been leveled by the plow. The boulders he remembered had all been blasted and broken or rolled away to make room for the road. The familiar trees had been cut. Their roots had been grubbed out by the homesteaders. The land was cleared and fenced, and not one sign was left to show him the way. And Frank James lived out his life, a poor farmer, frustrated and bitter. A fortune in gold, which is still there somewhere in the Wichita Mountains, a fortune just out of reach. You see, Frank never meant to go straight. He meant to go back. Only he lost his way. The homesteaders had moved in. The future had arrived and had buried his past forever. And now you know the rest of the story.